Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We are glad to be here one more time here in the service of the Lord God Almighty. Today is Tuesday. It is the 8th day of June 2021. And it's just a blessing to be able to get up in the morning and give God praise and give him honor and give him the glory. So we're grateful for everyone who has joined us today, and we appreciate you being here, and we know that God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name. Oh, my Father, you are our King. You are our God who does all things well. We know that you know all things, and all things that were done by you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise your name, God, because you are perfect, oh, Lord. Yes, you are from everlasting to everlasting. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you, oh, my Father. Lord, we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's in you, Lord, we live, move, and have our being. It's you, God, who just allowed us to lay down last night, and we slept in the very image of death. We woke up this morning raring to go and do your will. My God, we thank you that we still have the breath of life today, God. My Jesus, we thank you so much, oh God, that you did send Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, down to this earth. He gave his life for us. Yes, he did. So we thank you, Jesus, for even before you went to the cross, you bore all those stripes on your back as you went up the hill, Golgotha. And we thank you that when you did get to the cross, you hung in all the pain and the shame. You did it for us. Yes, you did. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you that when you went down into the grave, you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have victory. So we thank you for the victory this morning through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. My Jesus, we appreciate that because we know that the Holy Ghost is our comforter. It's our keeper. It's our reminder. It helps us as we go through this life that we're in. So, Holy Ghost, we say, have your way today. Lead us and guide us and help us through these prayers that we're doing and the word that we were hearing, that our hearts will be open to you, God, each and every day, God. We just thank you, Lord, today for pure hearts, oh God, clean hands, and we will get stronger and stronger in you. So we ask you, Father, to forgive us for any wrongdoing, any thoughts that came into our minds, oh God, that was not pure, that was not clean, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We know that our Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. So we are grateful, Lord, today for just knowing that we have been redeemed and we are walking in the newness of life, O God. And, Lord, we know that we must walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, Lord Jesus. O Lord, we just pray that we will continue to walk upright and work righteousness and speak the truth in our hearts, oh God. Oh, my Father, we pray for anyone who may have an ought against someone, oh Father, that they will let go of those things, oh God, that have been holding them down, oh God, those things, oh God, that are causing them not to have a good relationship with people, Lord. We ask you, Father, to help us all, Lord, that we would not hold grudges, Lord, because, Lord, if we cannot forgive, you will not forgive us, and our prayers will be hindered. So we pray, Lord, today for the Spirit of forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, today that the saints of God will continue to just reach out to one another as we go through these trying times, oh God. But we have been going through some things that we have never seen before. And we ask you, Lord, to help us all, Father, to make good, sound, wise decisions, oh God, to discern the times, oh God, to see what is happening, oh God, that we will be like the sons of Issachar, oh God, who could tell what the signs were speaking, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that we will not just be going through life and not accepting what you are doing, oh God, not seeing what you're doing, oh God, that we will discern the times, oh God. We will see that we're living in the last of the last days, and perilous times have come, Lord. And we pray for those, oh God, who don't know you yet. There are many people who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Can we pray, God, today for the spirit of salvation, oh God? We lose salvation across the world, my God, and we bind up the spirit of the Antichrist, oh Father. Yes, Lord. And we pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, Lord, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth and will stop these evil things that they're doing. We bind up the powers of Satan right now, that you may be using somebody, oh God, to cast a spell on somebody. And that stuff is real. And we know, God, today we have power and authority over all things because Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, Lord. So we pray, God, today for those who are serving Satan, those who are serving God, who cannot say anything, cannot hear anything, cannot see anything, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are in the dark place, oh God, in the powers of darkness, oh God, has overcome many people. So we pray, Father, today that people will come out of their darkness into your marvelous light, asking you, Father, to take away stony hearts and give hearts of flesh today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We do pray for our family members, Lord. Many of them are in a dark place today, God, and we know, Father, today that you can draw them. And we ask, Lord, that they will heed your voice, oh God. Hear what you're saying, oh God, that you're telling them to come on and receive what you have for them, oh God. That's forgiveness, Lord. Many of them need to be forgiven. And we pray, Father, today that they will come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is coming on, oh God. So we pray, Father, today for every sister, brother, niece, nephew, aunt, uncle, our children, those who will come in the future, for our mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, oh God. Oh, Lord, anybody connected to our bloodline and people who are not connected to our bloodline, we just pray for people all over the world, oh God, our friends and neighbors, our enemies, Lord, draw them, God, that they will come running after you, Lord, even as the deer panteth after the water brook. Let the souls be hungry and thirsty for you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. We just praise you, God, today because you are always going to be with us, oh God, even unto the ends of the earth, Lord. So we're thanking you, God, for people's minds being changed, oh God. Those who are depressed, Lord, there are people who are so depressed, Father. Some don't feel like they want to live. So we bind up the demonic spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move on the minds of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, some people are just overwhelmed by all the things that are happening. Many things are going on in this earth realm today, and the enemy is busy. But, Lord, we will continue to pray. You told us to pray without ceasing, and we believe, God, that people are being drawn to you, God. We believe those who are feeling so low in their lives that they will have some joy. So we lose the spirit of joy today, oh God. We lose the spirit of peace today, Father, because we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And he spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, peace be still. So we thank you, Lord, today that there's peace coming to many people who did not have peace, oh God. So we thank you and we praise you. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name. So right now, I just want everybody to come together and begin to pray for the spirit of salvation across this world, around the land. So many people need Jesus. So let's just cry out to the Lord for people to say, call out your loved one's name. Let God know that you believe that they will come to the name. So let us pray. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
For healing, for deliverance, hallelujah, for peace and joy, hallelujah, strength, God. Thank you, Jesus, Heavenly Father. Thank you right now, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for life and that abundant life in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for unity in the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. same mind, the same accord, Lord, right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sound minds, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for salvation, healing, and deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah in our minds. Peace in our bellies. Peace right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spirit of ease today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can trust in you with all our hearts and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Father, in the name of Jesus, so you will direct our paths, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for direction, spiritual strength and direction, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God. Lead and guide us with your eye. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Order our steps, dear Lord, in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross at Calvary for all mankind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Teaching us how to love. Thank you, Father. Teaching us how to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you thanks in all things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the good thing that you have done. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I have joy down in my heart.
Jesus, come.
Down in my heart.
Look at now,
that is my heart.
That there don't have
love of Jesus down in our hearts.
From
down in our hearts to stay.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank Hallelujah you. For your resurrection power, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for turning hearts to stone and the heart of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, that we are more than, hallelujah, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for increasing our faith, Father. Thank you right now, God, trusting in you even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for giving us power to tear the blood service and over all the power of the enemy right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
God.
You.
But we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering and setting free, God. We praise you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Give that name the glory, the honor we would deserve in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
It's all over, Lord God. Let's go all over. Let's confirm no one, oh Lord God. No one that was greater than thee, oh Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus. We come to praise you, Lord God.
Thank
you, Lord God. For giving love, family, salvation, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lift up thy hand, oh Lord God. Thy hand of deliverance, oh Lord God. And deliver, God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For the rising, oh Lord God, of the sun. We're going down of the same, God. Your name is to be changed and to be glorified, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the miracle that you've been so good, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that there's none like you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In you, God, we move. We move. You have our being, O Lord God. God, we just came to worship and to praise you this morning, O Lord God. In this hour of our prayer, Lord God. We pray that you bless the teaching, O Lord God, in the word that's coming forth this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're moving, O Lord God. Lord God, bless the sins, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, if you would search the hearts, O Lord God, see, O Lord God, is there anything that's not like you, O Lord God, that you might cause us to hinder, let us come to God, that you renew, O Lord God. And renew, O Lord God, the right spirit, O Lord God.
Hallelujah. It is so.
So we praise you, God. We worship you, God, in the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move by your Spirit. Oh, Lord God, what's your
anointing?
Thank you, Lord God, for all your mercy. And all of your benefits.
Surely goodness and mercy is your Father.
Everlasting, O Lord God. You're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. Help us this day, O Lord God, to understand the height and length, the depth and the breadth, and to know the love of God. There's a path of all in the same. O Lord God, if you have any faith today, O Lord God, we may know you.
Thank you.
Resurrection power, O Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God.
God.
We praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
We knew it. Hallelujah, God. There is none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. So we magnify and we glorify your name, God.
In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord God, help us, Lord God, not to be fearful or afraid, Lord God. But knowing, O Lord God, the Almighty God,
yes,
our Father, Lord God. Yes,
you.
God, touch the body today, God. Heal.
Yes, Lord.
Aches, pain, deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord God. You gave us the power, fear to worship you and to thank you, Lord God, for all you have done, O Lord God, for your protection, the day you've seen and all seen, O Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
He's writing on to you, God. Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God. You say,
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's none greater than you, Lord God. God, show yourself strong, O Lord God.
Thank you,
my God. It's still those, O Lord God, that need deliverance, O Lord God.
Thank you.
It's still those, O Lord God. Hallelujah. We need to touch you, Lord God. O Lord God, that are still suffering with renal failure, Lord God, and high and low blood pressure, God. Show yourself strong, O Lord God. Lord God, we need those soldiers, O Lord God. That's out on the field, O Lord God. In the name of Of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen them, O Lord God, that they be able to stand, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Bring them out of that valley of the dry bones, O Lord God. We need help, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. We need help in the sanctuary on high, O Lord God. Right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Abel, she cannot tell your son. The name that's above every name, O Lord God. Show yourself strong, O Lord God. Heal, O Lord God. Wipe out the COVID, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We praise you today, O Lord God. For the strength, O Lord God. For the energy, O Lord God. You allow us to go on, O Lord God. You allow us to praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We rose up this morning, O Lord God. With our minds stayed on you, Lord God. Ready to do your offering, Lord God. Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We have put on the girdle. The God of truth, O Lord God. Lord God, we send the war, Lord God. The sword of the Spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your word, O Lord God. There's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, O Lord God. So, Lord God, bless us, Father, by your seed, and strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come to your body, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. We're standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. It's our power, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, God. And you just bless God. And you just strengthen God. In the name of Jesus, God. Show yourself strong, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, God.
Hallelujah.
This is what sort of thing you desire when you pray, Lord God. Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we want to be healed, Lord God. We want to be used for the kingdom of Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We want to stand on the ready, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the blessed darling, Lord God, the children, all our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our leaders, Lord God. Whatever the name be, Lord God. Evangelists, Lord God. What need, Lord God. Bless the blessed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your prophet, your priest, Lord God. Your people of God, Lord God. Bless the God. Show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will not be denied, Lord God. We want to stand in the holiest of all this morning, Lord God. We will see down a cloud of sunlight. Hallelujah, God. If you get strengthened right now, God, we'll be all right, Lord God. If you touch, O Lord God, everything will be all right, O Lord God. Realize by the time you'll see, even your Sunday, God, that there's none greater, Lord God. You're the Alpha, O God. You're the Omega, the beginning, the end, O Lord God. We bring you this morning, that God. We bring you the sacrifice of praise, the fruits of our lips, O Lord God. So we magnify your name, O Lord God. And we praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, because this morning by morning, God, it's this new mercy that we see, O Lord God. For God has spoken once, and twice have I heard this, the power belongs on the God. Realizing, O Lord God, there's no other power but the power of God, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, O Lord God, and we have our being, O Lord God. But God, you know, watching, first of all, I heard this, that power belongs on the God. Lord God, you are our strength, O Lord God. Strength might grow other, Lord God. You are our Redeemer, Lord God. In you, O Lord God, we stand, O Lord God. We're able to stand, O Lord God. In this hour of power of prayer, the unspoken prayer request, O Lord God. We thank you for blessing the brother with a job, O Lord God. Now his wife with a new job, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we have this, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. If you want to venture out on this new journey, to Miami, God, seek the heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us know that a coyote sees you, your son, that a coyote prayer shall she pursue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you send to come, Lord God. A coyote sees you, we're praying, O Lord, our son, that a coyote, and supplication, O Lord God. We're trying to make it known, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need your protection, God, in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name today, God. God strengthen, God deliver her. Abel Cole, I send the light to you, see God strengthen and set free, God. In Jesus' mighty name, Abel Cole, I send the light to you. Abel Cole, I send the light to you, God. Who is biting on you, Abel Cole, I send the light to you, God. Holy, holy, and right to the true. Abel, she's the light to you, Sama. Abel Cole, I send the light to you, Abel Cole, I send the light to you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you this morning, God. We praise you this morning, God. Strengthen on every hand, my God, your seal. As only you can, God. Hallelujah, over your seal. We send our God, your seal, Baba Kayo, Son, and Oko, your seal, God. We came to worship Baba Kayo, see. We came to pray, Baba Kayo, over your seal, God. Hallelujah, God, on marriages, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We rejoice, oh, Lord God. The fruitfulness of the presence, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. That's your power of security, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. The suicide spirit, God. We come against it with the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord God. That will be broken, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we pray against homosexuality, Lord, and lesbianism, oh, Lord God. That you break it, oh, Lord God. That the eyes of understanding, oh, Lord God. We enlighten you, God, through the Holy Spirit, oh, Lord God, your seed, oh, Lord God. Deliver them, oh, Lord God. Deliver from our fault, oh, Lord God. Deliver us, oh, Lord God, from the will of the flesh, oh, Lord God. In the name Lord Jesus, Lord God. Let it be done in the line of Cora, Sunday night here. And let the word of God be true, God. Able see the record you see. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In you, Lord God, yes, God. We move, Lord God. We take your thanks, Lord God. On this Tuesday morning, Lord God. We're traveling on to the sanctum, God. Yes, sir. Teach us, oh Lord God. Strengthen us, oh Lord God. Show us how to love, God. Show us how to take care of the wives, God. Show us how to take care of the husbands, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, do something special, Lord God, in this week, oh Lord God. Before the money dissipates, oh Lord God. God. Hallelujah, God. We call on you, oh God. No other help for you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh God. Look on Minister Melinda, Minister Janice, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The sisters that are down there in Miami, Lord God. The brother that's up in New Jersey, oh Lord God. The uncle that's in Seattle, Washington, oh Lord God. Minister Melinda, Lord God. Sister in Seattle, Washington, Lord God. Her husband. Hallelujah, God. If you move, God. Bring her at the same, God. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So happy, oh Lord God.
We're grateful for the prayers this morning, praying for the lost, praying for our families to come to Jesus, and all the prayers that have gone up this morning. We appreciate you coming together and being in agreement with our God. So that's what we are agreeing with, God and what is said in His Word. So I thank you, sisters and brothers, for being here and being on one accord. That is so important. When we are on one accord, the enemy cannot harm us. He cannot do what he wants to do, you know. It's like going up against a fortress, and you cannot penetrate the fortress. And we have the fortress because we have God on our side. And because God is on our side, we're able to do all things that we need to do. So God helps us as we go along, and we appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and get into the word this morning. Hallelujah. And I pray that everyone will be just willing to receive what God is speaking to us today. And if you have your pens and papers, you can take some notes and write down some of these scriptures that we'll be sharing today. And we're going to start with the book of John, John chapter 16. Our verse of this week is in John 16, verse 33, but I'm going to start with verse number 16. We're going to be talking about a discerning heart this morning. Even though we were talking about the love of God, love of Jesus Christ in that verse, but we're going to talk about that discerning heart. So here in John chapter 16, it says, "A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he had said unto us? A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. Verse 18, they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while? And ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Verse 20 says, verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Verse 21, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye know now, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Verse 23 says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name,
he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you. Verse 27 says, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverbs. Verse 30 says, now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, is now come that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. As we go further into this understanding of the scripture, I'm reminded of a story about a boy who was reading a novel in the living room. His mother called for him to come help her in the kitchen, and he responded that he couldn't come because the villain had the hero down and was about to kill him. His mother didn't accept that excuse and told him to come right away. Quickly, the boy flipped to the end of the book and discovered that the hero didn't die after all. The villain was killed, and the hero won. As the boy came into the kitchen, he said, the villain was doing okay in chapter 5, but is he ever in for a surprise when he gets to the last page? Because he is killed. So one of the marks of spiritual maturity is the ability to judge matters by long-term consequences rather than immediate rewards. It's easy to misinterpret who is ahead and who is losing without a long-range perspective. So sometimes what appears to be success could be failure in disguise. So we should base our conclusions on long-range consequences and not short-term pleasures. It has been said that people today know the price of everything but the value of nothing. Some people who are having a great time would be sorrowful if they knew what was to come in the future. If they could just look into the future and see what would happen as they continue in their lives. If only they took eternity into account, they could recognize the true values in life. So the key word today is discernment. It is the ability to distinguish the permanent from the temporary, the seen from the unseen. We know that Christ contrasted the opinion of the unbelieving, the unregenerate world with that of his disciples. The world would rejoice at the crucifixion of Christ, and the disciples would sorrow. But the long-range results would produce rejoicing in his disciples and sorrow for the world. And we see the same thing happening in our world today. Many people are going through life and having good, pleasurable times, so they think they're enjoying themselves. But in the end, they're going to be sorrowful because they have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior. So if we're going to be wholehearted disciples of Christ, we must seek God's discernment that while doing his will, we focus on the long-term results and not the present distresses. We realize that the world's joy is short-lived, and official religion hated Christ. You know, in the day when Jesus Christ was here, there were people who hated him. He exposed their ignorance. So we're going to read another scripture here. It's in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 21, we're going to read verses 23 through 27. So once again, we're reading Matthew 21, verses 23 through 27. The word of God says, and when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye will tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not believe, then believe him? Verse 26 says, but if we say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. And so we're going to read here Matthew chapter 22 through 40. I mean, chapter 22, verses 41 through 46. So once again, Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 through 46. So while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said unto him, the son of David. He said unto them, how then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forward ask him any more questions. So Jesus Christ, he exposed their sin. Yes, he did. He called them a white sepulcher, looking good on the outside, but inside they were rotten. He exposed the sins of their hearts. And so today we want to look at the fact that Jesus has showed us by example what we should be doing, that we should be discerning. You know, a people, you know, when people come into your space or people come into your wherever you might be, we have to have discerning spirits, because people say things sometimes and they really don't mean it. And they're saying things that they know they're not going to really do. So we have to have discernment. So Jesus told them that they were careful about things that didn't matter, but they were tolerant of sins they enjoyed, things that they wanted to do that were out of God's will they were doing. And many times we may find ourselves doing the same thing. And we as Christians need to look to the word and make ourselves look better to our Father, because he's the one who we must answer to. And the world saw the death of Christ as good news, but they were blinded to the bad news. Christ was dead, but he wouldn't stay dead. In the end, they will meet him again. Only the next time he will be their judge. The world looks at life through the wrong end of the telescope. People who are laughing today should be crying, because they won't have Jesus as their Savior. They don't have him as Savior, Lord and King. And in the end, they're going to be lost. They're going to hell. And so we want to have a discerning spirit and discern what is happening in our world today. Christ told his disciples not to be deceived by the world's perception of various events. The world would rejoice over the death of Christ. And we see that when one scene is completed, you know, as we think about a play, one scene is over, the curtain will rise again, there will be another scene. And so in other words, many people will be surprised when they get to the last scene, when they get to that end. Believers have short-lived sorrow, because we are in Jesus Christ. So as we look here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So that's the thing that we have to remember, is that we are seeing things in the natural, and we see people doing things, and they're just living for life today. They're living for today and not for eternity. And so we have to understand that people have to get to know Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And when we see people trapped in their sin and moving in the wrong direction, we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, and we can pray for them as we do. We know that many people are not going to come when we speak about Jesus the first time, we, they may not come, but we know that somebody has to plant a seed and somebody's going to water that seed, and then our God gets the increase. The disciples were beginning to understand what Christ was teaching them, and yet Christ knew that they couldn't fully comprehend what was about to happen. So he encouraged them in verse number 33 of our main scripture. So I'm going to read that again so that we can see how he was encouraging them. It says, verse number 33 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So Jesus has overcome the world. He did. And because of that, he wants us to just depend on him and be prepared for eternity and let other people know that they too can come and be a part of the kingdom. So we can also find encouragement in this verse. It may look like we're fighting a losing battle, but Christ has already won the victory. And because he's won the victory, we have the victory. And so how do we view events in the world? We must seek to develop a discerning heart and realize that we should not allow momentary affliction to keep us from focusing on that which is eternal. So that's what we saw here in 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 17, I mean, verses 17 through 18. So these things are temporal that we may be going through, that we have to have discernment as we go through this life and to, you know, make some changes. And as we discern different things, we just continue the prayers, because prayers are what work. Prayers are what make change in the atmosphere, change in our lives, change in our family. So each and every one of us, we want to be encouraged by what Jesus spoke to his disciples at the time he was here and what he is speaking right now. He still speaks to us through his words. So we're grateful for the Lord and what he is doing for each and every one of us. We appreciate you all that's listening in. I pray that someone has received something, that all of us have received something that we can carry on in our lives and use for the development of our character and the development of our position with Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word today. We thank you, Lord, today that we have discerning hearts, and that because of you, Lord, we have peace of mind, Father, that as we go through, that we will see what is happening, what is going on, oh God, and we will continue to pray, God, because you did tell us to pray without ceasing. So that's what we would do. We appreciate you, Father, for showing us the way for Jesus coming to this earth and giving his life for us. We appreciate that very much. And Lord, we will continue to go higher and higher in you, Lord, and we will go deeper and deeper in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So this morning we have a few more minutes. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, or just want to share something positive, if you have heard something that is beneficial to you that you heard this morning, you can share that. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello. Well, we thank you for the words, Pastor Darling, the teaching this morning. We thank God. We thank God. We appreciate it. Glad to be in the service. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Can just thank God for continual prayer for our families. Just thank God. I just thank God for that. And everyone.
Okay. Praise God.
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mirren, and I'm just so thankful this morning to hear the voices of so many this morning to pray on one accord, believing God for our family's salvation. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Anybody else?
Good morning. Just go ahead. Good morning, this is Lois, and I'm thankful to be here, and I enjoyed the praying this morning and the scripture. And everybody have a blessed day.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, this is Vaughn. I just thank Lord for the word this morning.
Okay. That's good, Yvonne.
Good morning, this is Glenda. I would like to ask for your continued prayers for my cousin, Sheila, who is at home dealing with the effects of this coronavirus. She had gone to the hospital twice and was released, and she had to contact the paramedic simply when she was trying to get to take a shower. And she has very, very low energy levels, lack of appetite, a cough, and other symptoms that are coming to COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Sister Glenda, we will be praying for your cousin. Amen.
Thank you.
And then I'll...
Well, look, this is Sister Gladys again. I wanted to mention James Williams that's in prison in his mind. Thank you for, for prayer for him.
And Sister Batista, she has a cold and it's been lingering long process. Okay, well, like, that was... All right, well, we have the hour, and somebody's moving around. If you could stop the moving around or line, we are hearing back. Awesome. If you not do that, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, so let us pray, and if you have something else you want to pray about, just go ahead and pray for us. We have a few minutes before the hour. Amen. So, Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for Sheila, oh God, who has been infected with this COVID-19. Ask you, Father, to completely heal her body. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that Jesus came and he bore those stripes and he could be healed. We pray for healing for Sheila, Lord, touch every blood vessel, every heart, touch every tissue, artery, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring her back to complete healing and wholeness, Lord. We pray for Benita, that she no longer has the cold in her body, that it would just let go of her, Father. In the name of Jesus, purify her blood stream, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take away any coughing, any congestion. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We glorify your name, God. We pray for James, oh God, for his mind, Lord, that when she has a clear mind, a clear thought, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do pray for families, oh God, each and every family who is connected to this prayer line, and family members connected to all the saints of God around the world. And we pray for the peace of God to be with our families. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, Lord. We glorify the Father today. We're about to close out, but I'm going to make our declarations. I'd like to make declarations because the Lord says that if we decree a thing, it shall be established and the light of God shall shine upon our way. So it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against the people of God shall be destroyed and rejected in the name of Jesus. It shall not hurt us nor harm us because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning we have on the whole armor of God, and we resist the devil and he flees from us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I decree that we shall continuously humble ourselves and we shall pray and we will seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord is with us. I decree that we shall cast our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. And we shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that showers of blessings are coming upon our lives each and every day. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. In Jesus' name, our
sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives in Jesus' name. So we thank the Lord today that the angels are there to protect us as we go from one destination to the next. There will be no accidents or incidents as we travel safely in Jesus' name. So this morning, let us rejoice in the Lord each and every day. Let's do that because the Lord God is our strength. And he will make our feet like hind feet. He will make us to walk upon those high places. We will be in a sure place with him. Blessed be God. We must remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you continue to love me, and we will love one another in Jesus' name. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Hope to see and hear you tomorrow. God bless. And I love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.